This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity, as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ओनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. All-party Indian delegation headed by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde held a meeting with Professor Berthold Ulongo, who is an MP and President of Committee of Foreign Affairs of National Assembly of Congo. During the meeting, the delegation apprised him about the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's measured, calibrated and non-escalatory response. In Singapore, an all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha called on Edwin Tong, Minister for Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs of that country. The delegation conveyed India's resolve in fighting terrorism in all its forms and discussed the new normal in country's policy against terrorism. During its visit to France, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met the members of the parliament and the French National Assembly. Parliamentarians reaffirmed strong ties and voiced united support for India's fight against terrorism. The government has launched two transformative digital platforms, Know Your DigiPin and Know Your PIN Code, in a significant step towards the modernization of India's addressing system and geospatial governance. The DigiPin digital postal index number is an open-source, interoperable geocoded, grid-based digital address system developed by Ministry of Communication in collaboration with IIT Hyderabad and NRSC ISRO. Further, the Know Your PIN Code web application, which uses GNSS location features, will allow users to identify the correct PIN code based on the location and submit feedback on PIN code accuracy for continuous refinement of PIN code dataset. President Draupadi Murmu conferred Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025, the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, nine with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. India has received foreign direct investment, FDI inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. A seven-member delegation from the Coordinating Committee on the Manipur Integrity, the apex body of valley-based civil society organizations in Manipur, met with senior officials of the Ministry of Home Affairs in Delhi yesterday to seek an amicable solution to the ongoing crisis in the state. The delegation discussed the 3rd of May 2025 resolution with the Ministry of Home Affairs officials, which was adopted during a massive People's Convention held in Imphal. India Meteorological Department has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal this year, with probability of 106% during the 5th of June to 30th of September. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat host Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs thanks to the blistering knock of unbeaten 85 by the stand-in captain Jitesh Sharma. Jitesh was adjudged the player of the match. With this win, RCB secured a top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to qualifier 1, where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.